Welcome to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net. Short opinion pieces, humor, rants, and musings by best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net. Now, on with the show. Many years ago, I had a cat named Cat. Her full name was Caitlin, named after Dylan Thomas's wife, but like Caitlin Thomas, née McNamara, everyone knew her as Cat. She loved being around me when I worked, but learned early that the easiest way to make Daddy mad was to try to sleep on the keyboard. She got really good at jumping up on my desk without disturbing my papers, stepping over the keyboard, and climbing on top of my monitor. It was the old-fashioned CRT monitor and had the double advantages of being a nice perch upon which to lie down and being incredibly warm. Cat was slim and had taken finding the warmest corners of the house to a fine art. She would stay up there most of the time I was working on my computer, which was most of the time. And then I got a flat-screen monitor. I didn't even think of her usual resting place until the first time, after I'd hooked the thing up, that she jumped up there, and instantly, and rather inelegantly, slid down behind it with a frantic scrambling, then looked at me from behind the monitor with a confused and slightly hurt look on her face. To my shame, I laughed. Yes, I laughed. To my credit as a human being, I quickly felt guilty that I had laughed, and proceeded to rescue the poor contorted beastie from her predicament and placed her on the printer. She sat upright with as much dignity as she could muster, which was a lot of dignity. Cats can be an insufferably dignified species. Then lifted one forepaw and nonchalantly cleaned it. After being satisfied that the paw was clean, and that she had well and completely communicated her casual indifference, she jumped down and found another warm spot in the house upon which to nap. After that, she took to the printer as her new throne and got very good at realizing, as it warmed itself up to do its duty, that paper would soon be extruded from her slot by her tail, moving away until it finished its horrible magic and I had removed the paper, then curling back into place with a lick of her paw or tail tip. We always worked well together that way. My new companion, Maggie the Cat, also learned early not to trot on the keyboard. She is a more robust specimen and doesn't need a warm spot as much. Her favorite place to settle when I work is on the computer tower, which is under the desk by my left leg. She will sit there staring at me for a moment, then paw at my arm to be sure that I know she's sitting there staring at me, then, if I ignore her, drape herself over my arm, look up at my face with a pitiful expression. If I pick her up, she will allow me to hold her and pet her for several whole seconds before climbing back down to the tower, then the floor. If I don't pick her up, she will finally get bored of pawing and draping and climb down to find a spot on the back of the couch across the room from which to pointedly ignore me. They are very different animals from each other. As for Cat, I miss her, but often remember that ungraceful leap to top of the flat-screen monitor. I always laugh. Then, because I'm a human being, I always feel guilty about it.
You have been listening to That Would Be Me and ThatWouldBeMe.net with best-selling author Jeff Hoff. Remember to get your free report, Unleash Your Creative Writer, at www.thatwouldbeme.net.